A photo of Chief Justice Chanrej Madut at a political rally organized by President Salva Kiir's ruling party, the Sudan's People Liberation Movement, or SPLM, in Wau has been making rounds on the social media. The photo has sparked loud reactions from some of the parties that signed the 2018 peace agreement. Pogbot Balwang is the Director of Information at the Sudan's People's Liberation Movement in Opposition, or SPLMIO, a group loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar. Balwang says, by attending President Kiir endorsement rally in Western Bahrel Ghazali State a week ago, Chief Justice Chanrej Madut has shown his true political color.
In the event, if there was any disagreement between the parties when the election is conducted, how could he resolve or make a verdict on this matter while he's biased because he's supporting one party? So we believe in such positions, we need someone who's neutral. The easier thing is for him to resign from that position because he has exposed his true colors that he's not neutral.
The 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement on the resolution of conflict in South Sudan has some components on judicial reforms in the country ahead of elections. Balwang says those judicial reforms should start with the removal of Chief Justice Chanrej Madut from office.
We will call for the president to, you know, replace him with another member, a South Sudanese member, who is neutral and who will ensure that he will remain neutral as that position required. Reform has no, you know, starting point. We're calling for, you know, reform in the whole system.
Peter Mayen Majungdit, Member of Parliament and Chairman of a group known as Other Political Parties, says Kenya's recent contested elections has some lessons for South Sudanese politicians.
The judiciary must be independent, not only just from political affairs, but even from the executive itself. And if the interference of the judiciary have gone to an extent into political affairs, then that raises a question. And we have seen how Kenya made really great progress through judiciary. Kenya judiciary has proved to the world that democracy can be attained through judiciary.
VOA contacted Chief Justice Madut for comment on the allegations of his biasness toward President Kiir's party, but he declined to comment on record. Kwal Atimbol is the SPLM Secretary for Parliamentary and Executive Caucuses. Bol admitted that Chief Justice Chanrej Madut attended President Kiir's rally in Wau 1 week ago.
He went to Wau not because he is a member of the SPLM. He went to Wau as part of a delegation of President Salva Kiir. Anybody can attend that, including the other political parties, they were there also. For you to attend any ceremony, or you call it occasion, does not mean that you are now a member of that particular party.
South Sudan is scheduled to hold its first general elections in December 2024. Last week, the head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan said the country's leaders are yet to create a conducive political and security environment necessary for conducting elections. For VOA News, I am Manyang David Mayor in Juba.